It's June Carey and
and Charles Gashui.
Okay. What's up,
June? What's up,
I can't wait. There's this guest who's coming through, and according to June, the way the story perspired, or what's the word?
Transpired.
Yeah, perspired.
Perspired is sweating.
I know, because you sweated that night.
I know, I can't even, let me just start telling that story even as Elvis walks in,
yeah.
So what happened was, I was emceeing an event,
yeah,
for a Kenya-Egypt Women in Business Connect, like, networking thing. And, you know, once in a while, man, yeah. Charles, once in a while,
that's,
you know,
why,
I do some things.
That's why.
So what happened is that as I was emceeing, my client comes and tells me, look, there's this kid, he's here. He's come with his friend who was attending the event as one of the participants. But then I noticed that he had his guitar, and I was like, what's going on? We had a band playing already, and I was singing and emceeing, which is a new service I have called emceeing. So this guy, is around there with his guitar in the tent, and I'm like, what's happening? What's happening? Who is this guy?
Elvis himself.
I didn't even know his name was Elvis. I was just told,
so this guy, who's this guy?
This guy wants to play.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, but can he sing? Can he play? I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm happy to, like, you know, give the platform, but
guy?
I don't know.
He's coming to rain on your parade.
Yeah. Then the client just says, it's okay. Everyone's having a good time. Just let him sing one song. I said, okay. So Elvis comes on, he plugs in his guitar. Then I'm like, what's your name? Elvis. Elvis. I said, Elvis, what? He said, just call me Elvis. Who? I said, okay.
Yeah.
So he gets on, I tell him, one song. You hear me? One song. And don't sing again after that. Let me tell you, Elvis started playing. He did not even finish the first verse.
Yeah.
I just told him, please continue. Please just sing four songs even.
And
he was so good. So then after that, I asked him, hey, so tell me what your story is. And you know me, I don't waste time. So we had a Luther Vandross tribute series that was coming up in like a few weeks.
Yeah.
So I just told him, anyway, you're going to sing in that concert. And that is how I met Elvis, who is in studio now. Hi!
Yes.
do you remember that story?
I remember. Hey, how are you?
How are you, sir?
Karibu, nice to meet you, bro.
Nice to meet you, bro. Yes.
Yeah, I remember very well. Like, it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
I was there with Diana and... Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm just like, I was asking, do you walk around? Because this is the kind of thing I see, like, when I'm in the US or musicians who walk around with their instrument. Because you never know. You never know, like, when like, an opportunity to jam will show up.
I actually do.
I know this about you.
Because when I was in USIU, I used to walk with my guitar everywhere. Like, they know me as the guy carrying the guitar.
So they didn't know your name, just the guy who carries
the
guitar.
The guy with the guitar.
Honestly speaking, I can attest to that. You are one person who carries your instrument, and I think when opportunity knocks, you never want to be not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You're here on a holiday. You know, people are uko in the coast.
Yeah.
And you're here, like, doing a thing.
Yeah. I mean, so, I love the weather in Nairobi.
You do?
I love the cold. I love the rain. It gives me a vibe. I don't know.
A vibe. For writing music or for...
Just... It just gives me a vibe. It just makes me feel good. It's like alcohol.
It's like booze. It's a feel good.
Yeah.
It's a feel good.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Elvis, welcome to Capital FM. We've been talking about you long before we started the show. Now we started the show. We've just been talking about the last one. Now we just talked about you. I was asking June, who is he?
Yeah.
Where does he come from? He's he's from West Africa. Oh, good stuff. We'll be asking him questions.
This guy is Kenyan. He's Kenyan.
He's a guy from Ukoroine. Just hiding.
It's not the guy from Kiambu.
Yes. County. The best mix of music.
Capital FM. Ooh, hello, hello, baby. Hello, 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 hello. Are you pretty smart too? Lowest in a clue. Baby, oh, you give me fever. And it's your body fit to make man ginger. That's why I no go to you, are you. Anytime when I dance for a bite.
Shit, I think I missed it over there.
No, you're okay. Keep going.
You don't know.
It's your song.
So you're setting me now, I come to. If you're in a far. To be right.
Hello, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, so, hey, what?
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa,
he looks so shocked. He's like, am I the one who sang that?
Yeah, by the way, you had yourself, you got shocked.
My gosh, wow. Elvis.
Amazing.
Okay,
amazing.
So let's just start. Who are you?
Yes.
Elvis Hu. Elvis Hu is a musician, singer, songwriter, music producer, Forex trader. Well, Elvis is a lot of things, like, yeah.
Forex trader.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that in a bit. Okay.
Off mic, actually.
and for the record, right. You must tell us your full name, just so we can have it on record.
Elvis Obukoho Ejirogene Kosiso Chuku King.
You now see why.
We're recording it, so we'll get it from the recording.
You go and practice.
Yes.
King Elvis Poo. Those are the ones I heard.
Yeah, so I just shortened it to Elvis.
You've actually shortened it?
Yeah. No. That's the long version.
So that's Elvis. Yeah.
So right. The who is from Obukoho.
Obukoho.
Yeah, Obukoho. So I just shortened it to who, because it's O B U K O W H O.
So should we be calling you Elvis Ho? Should we be saying that?
Because we know you as Elvis Ho.
Oh, God. I think it's just easier for people to say who. Yes,
yeah, that's true.
I just left it like that.
Okay.
Wow.
So you're from Kirinyaga County, clearly? Kiambu County.
Yeah.
So tell us. So you came, you mentioned USIU earlier. So you came to school.
Yeah, I came to school. Okay. And then, you know, I just do this music thing everywhere. So I came to school. And then one of those days I was just trying to, you know, see how the gig life is here, the live music scene is here. So I went with a friend of mine. We went to The Alchemist. And actually, before going to The Alchemist, I think we went, I can't remember the name of the other club, but we went to The Alchemist afterwards. And we spoke to Peng. Peng Chen. And we told him what we wanted to do. We told him, like, you know, 2 hours. We gave him our price. And he was like, hey, okay.
For 2 hours.
For 2 hours.
Bro, like, you know, Sir Elvis was here the other day.
Yeah.
And he we gave him this amount of money and he had a whole band. So how is it? Just
like
you
said, King
and your guitar.
You should have told him, King Elvis is here. And this is my price.
Like, you and your guitar, why are you charging that much? So my friend was like, you know, just let him sing and then, and then we can talk afterwards.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to just do 2 songs,
Yes.
So I did the 2 songs. And then he sent my friend to come tell me, yo, just tell him to just go on for an hour.
That was my reaction.
Yeah. Fantastic. And then afterwards, I even got paid on the day. Like, I was like, okay. Because people started
not
coming.
Not expected, yeah.
Not expected.
You just walked in.
Totally unexpected,
Wow.
Nice. So like the guys from the carts who sell food over there at Alchemist, I don't know if you know them.
Right.
Yeah.
They started walking into just to the audience to sit.
Yeah.
Like it became a proper performance. Like I think I ended up doing like 2 hours almost.
Super.
Yeah.
Which is what you had told them
to
pay you this for 2 hours.
Wow.
But I think it's a great lesson. Yeah. I think for anybody out there who's listening and is like, I don't even know. If you don't have the confidence, but confidence is one thing, because I think a lot of people have a whole lot of confidence. But it's not supported with the art, you know, and the work ethic and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you've done a lot of stage performance since then, obviously. I think that maybe opened a couple of doors for you.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that was where I met Alicia.
Yes.
And then from Alicia, I met like a whole lot of other people.
Yes.
Then I met Dana, and then I met you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
How has the recording side of things been, like with the projects that you've worked on and the collaborations you've done?
I think it's been fun. Okay, finding the right producer was an issue for a while because like not every producer can take what you have in your head and give you, you know, put it down on the software. So, I mean, I also had to improve my own like production skills and all that. But yeah, I finally met So Fresh and we've worked on so many songs. Like, I've been recording since 2018.
Okay, that's 4 years now.
So like I have like a whole library of songs. Like, so like even now for this release, we're just like, okay, let's pick that. We still have like so many other
songs. From the whole pool of.
Yeah.
So the release that you're speaking of is imminent. It's like coming up shortly.
Yeah, it's coming up in about 3 weeks. The first song, two, 3 weeks, the first song and a video should be out.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, the video was done by KG Brand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the audio was So Fresh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. Now, let's do this. We want you to sing one song for us. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one that is. And then June and I, we're going to ask you questions about your formative years. Okay. How you came, how where you came from, how you was this thing inside you, like June, uh-huh. how June is, she's just talented, all myself from my theater background and all that. But you're formative here so that the listener, who, there's mm-hmm. someone who's listening right now.
Yeah.
In fact, June will tell you, jamming on the jam is very aspirational for a lot of people who are actually artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they want to listen to your journey so that they can attach themselves somewhere to you and create this thing and ask the universe,
yeah,
to come down and bless them. Just how you were blessed. All right,
okay,
all right. Your choice, your choice. You decide. But June, in fact, June told me she knows your album. She knows all your songs.
Yeah, yeah, and there's nothing I don't know.
Oh yeah,
Elvis, right. Who Elvis are jamming on the jam.
Okay, so this one is. I'm just gonna sample one of the songs on the upcoming project. It's called Afro Lover.
Mm.
Oh, this thing is still. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. She's been with me right from the start, right from the center. She makes me cry, she see me cry, I've been through it all. And anytime she the homie, I did feel the anointing. She did give me the ginger that I need to survive. I, oh, a lady, I know they feel like I show you enough attention, affection, the things that you love. So I wrote this song for you now. So you are my blessing. Somebody loves you. You want to come. Somebody loves you. Me when you are back, somebody loves you. You want to go, somebody loves you. Somebody loves you. Yeah. Baby, make you know the wisdom to the tell me, especially when I did mess up. No need to trust the locker, you the turtle. Then you feel like say you know me, say you're fed up. Cause nobody's perfect, but I go give you the world, you deserve it. Need to go back your till to catch you. Baby, you best believe that I got you. Oh, you want it, come. Somebody loves you. You want it, went back, somebody loves you. Somebody loves you. Motion, I got my hands all over your body, curves. Looking hot, summer loving by the ocean. Got your eyes ripping, baby, she be lover, lover, afro lover. Motion, I got your thighs ripping, baby, she be. I got your hands on my shoulders, baby. Oh, I know. Somebody loves you. You want it, come. Somebody loves you. New when you went back, somebody loves you. You want it, come. Somebody loves you. Somebody loves you.
Yeah.
So now let me ask you. This somebody.
Somebody loves you. Hey yeah.
No, I'm just thinking, who would I sing this song for?
Wow. Amazing. Good stuff, man.
Thank you.
Is your songwriting process inspired by real life things that you either have experienced or have observed?
Yeah.
Or are things that are aspirational? What is
Mostly like real life experiences. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, from friends' stories.
Yeah.
Or just experiences. Like I could be watching a movie and getting inspired from that.
So do your friends know, how many of your friends have maybe ended up in one of your songs and then went,
oh my God,
Elvis, I told you that story and now
funny. Funny you'd ask that because the song that's actually coming out, is it's titled Whipped. Mm-hmm. The first one.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a baby making
No, don't be there. Say it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, say it.
It's a biological song.
Very biological. So, yeah. So it's actually about one of my friends who he was in a very bad place.
Yes.
And then he thought this person was going to, you know, kind of just save him kind of thing. Yeah. And it didn't happen. It's a bit, let me just censor that.
Yes.
It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that song is about him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And he happens to be my producer as well. So.
Okay. Okay.
So the good thing is, if people are sharing, I think it's important for them to know that there's a possibility, because we never create from a vacuum.
Yeah.
The assumption is that you have to create from something that is the pool around you, whether people are writing or people are speaking or people are creating music or art.
Yeah.
It's always inspired by something, good or bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even painful things become make beautiful music.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Look at Adele.
By the way, Adele, let me tell you, she's doing so well, by the way.
Right.
So well.
Adele, Taylor Swift, there's some people who are like, they broke up. Oh, the
go
music that's
song.
Coming. Yeah. The music that's coming. Yeah. It's going to be important, you know, to listen to. Okay. So Charles was asking earlier about like what your journey was. Did you come from like a musical family? Did you study music in school?
Nope.
Nope.
Never,
none of the above.
My dad used to be a DJ though.
Okay.
Yeah, when he was in uni. But then, you know, a lot of African parents are like, what are you doing with music? Like,
yeah.
What exactly? Are you okay? Are you normal?
Yes. It's very true. No, you're not alone. We all went through that, by the way. What are you doing? So, where are you going?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, why are you singing?
Yeah, exactly.
So actually, my dad was like, yeah, why are you singing? Because I used to sing and just disturb the whole house. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, yeah, just go to church. Go join the choir or something.
Yes.
At least. Yeah. You're doing it for Jesus.
For Jesus. For God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny thing, it wasn't... I didn't grow up a Christian.
No worries.
Oh. Yeah,
no
so worries. I grew up in a religion called Ekanka.
Ekanka.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard about it.
No, what is Ekanka?
It's very mystical. It's like the religion of the light and sound of God.
Oh.
They believe in like soul travel.
Mm. Astral travel.
Different dimensions of existence and stuff like that.
It's prevalent in the African society, especially so much in West Africa. Mm. Yeah.
So yeah.
How do you say it again? Eh?
Ekanka.
Ekanka.
Yeah.
Okay, I've learned something. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh,
all right.
So it's like a family of soothsayers. I mean, you're the ones who are giving the messages actually to give out to the rest of the world, to the rest of the village and the community.
I don't even know.
I think that's what it is.
Because like, like thinking back now, I'm thinking about like how they pray, like they don't pray like the normal way Christians pray or like Muslims pray. Yeah. They actually chant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like they chant Hugh. So... two-letter word.
Yes.
So to put your attention here. It's weird. When I think about it, I'm like, okay.
What was I doing?
So well, yeah. Here now. So I joined the church choir. And yeah, it was just, I learned a lot at the church choir. And then when I got into high school, I just joined the choir in school as well. I started playing the piano. Mm-hmm. No, was it the drums? It was the drums first.
Yeah.
Mm. I started playing the drums. Turns out, anytime the free time that I found to practice always coincided with like labor period. So when people are out there doing labor, I'm just trying to minimize it and just play on a low key.
Yeah.
But then I got caught a bunch of times and got whooped actually.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that continued. I learned that. My school father was the pianist, so I also learned the piano as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and then afterwards, I got into uni. In Nigeria first.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went for Nigerian Idol.
Oh!
Yeah. So I went for Idols and then it was fantastic. It was a mad journey.
Yeah.
Like I literally had to grow within such a short period of time because I got there thinking I could sing and I saw...
you meet people. you meet people, you go like, whoa!
Reality check.
It's sick.
Yeah.
Like... you know how like you need to rehearse like or you think you've rehearsed like the song you want to do the next day. The next day it was like live shows. So I'm out there just looking around and seeing people are running for days. Like people are doing runs I've never heard. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? I didn't even know how to run.
You're running away from the mic. Vocal runs.
Yeah. It's mad. So yeah. So I had to go practice. I even started practicing like various runs, just adding stuff to sweeten my
performance. Yeah. Yes.
So, but luckily for me, I had learned the guitar as well. Mm. Luckily for me, I was one of like the only guys playing the guitar. So, So that was an edge.
Okay. So yeah. Drums, piano, and guitar.
Guitar, saxophone, flute.
Okay. Is this and then voice? Okay, okay, so you have six instruments.
Even the flute. Mm. What?
Surely.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
That's talent. The best mix of music. Capital FM. Good afternoon. How are you doing, wherever you are? I know you're absolutely enjoying, because June Gashu is back. Yeah. Been here for the last 4 or 5 days alone, just talking to myself like a madman in the studio.
You have kept the house well.
Yes,
you
I have.
Kept it well now.
Absolutely. And of course, in studio, an amazing artist, so talented, because this guy he's got a bass like mine, but he goes falsetto. How do you do that? Can you teach me? Yeah.
Cheat code.
Super.
Well, we're speaking to Elvis, who's on Jamming on the Jam. And telling us about his latest project that we're eagerly awaiting in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And the song that you played before is called Somebody Loves You.
It's called Afro Lover.
Maybe Afro Lover. Yeah. Oh. That's the song that, okay. Martin, did you hear? It's called Afro Lover. Martin's always going on about how I don't know how to title songs, but it's okay. That's a story for another day. Afro Lover. Mm. Okay, so I think one of the things we were talking about off air is just like the formation when people are learning instruments and music, and I think what you were saying is important, because there are people out there whose kids are interested in music or are talented in music, but then sort of maybe bridging that gap, the fear that is this a serious career, is this something that your child can earn a living from later. Mm-hmm. So, and the method even for the teachers.
Yeah.
So what would you say to the teachers and the parents?
Okay, so to the teachers, I feel like there shouldn't be just one method of teaching. Mm. Like, if you try one method and it doesn't work, maybe try something else, right? Like for me, when I was trying to learn there was a piano teacher in school, right? Yeah. So I used to go to him for lessons, and he tried that thing where like he wrote the keys on my hands, like the like C D E. This is supposed to play this and that,
yes,
and then this is supposed to do that. And he also labeled the keyboard as well.
Okay.
I didn't get it. Actually, I got bored with the class. I was like, nah, man, I'm done. I'm done with this.
This guy is tattooing your fingers and it's not working.
Yeah. But then afterwards, when I picked an interest again and I tried learning that thing from like YouTube or like just listening to people play and playing by ear.
Yeah.
I found out that the way he played is not the way I play, but we are playing the same thing.
Same thing. Okay.
Right? So it's like... don't be too strict, like with your teaching, with your lessons. Mm. Like, you know, the D, the finger for playing D doesn't have to be the one that plays D. Maybe for me, it's this one that plays C that I want to use.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then to the parents, just support your kids. If you notice that there's a talent, you should help them grow that talent to the best, to the highest. Because I mean, you never know what could happen.
That's true. You never know. Yeah. What's the next song you're gonna play for us? tell us the name before.
tell us the name before.
This one is called Killing Me Softly.
Oh.
Okay. Are we seeing a Lauryn Hill version or just your own version?
An Elvis Who version.
Elvis Who version. All right.
Okay.
I don't know what you heard about me, but word on the street know they do me justice. You know for this life nobody holy paso, but I swear to God I know could break your heart.
Yeah.
When I said she wanna give me some love, yo-oh, for like she wanna take off her clothes. Which kind of life be this so? When I don't talk, say I want day with you only. When the ladies dress the rushes. But I've been thinking about you and your mom. I can't seem to get you out of my mind. I've been dreaming about you and your mom. Oh, let me love you, oh my baby, long time. Every day she be killing me softly, yeah. Killing me softly, killing me softly, yeah. Every day she be killing me softly, killing me softly, yeah.
call me dreamer, 'cause girl, I dream of you. I'm falling deeper anytime I think of you. You're my sunrise, you're my scenery. I'm falling deeper every time I think of you. Every night I stay awake thinking about you. Get me back for heaven's sake, oh no. Every night I stay awake thinking about you. Does it really have to end? Every day she be killing me softly. Yeah, killing me softly. Killing me softly. Yeah. Every day she be killing me softly. Killing me softly. Killing me softly. Yeah.
Something like that.
Killing me softly.
June.
Yeah,
and
Charles.
I'm predicting.
Who are you dedicating these songs to? I'm seeing you texting there. Who are you sending these songs to? Who are you saying, listen to what Elvis is singing from my heart?
No, I'm texting my friends in River Road, telling them, "Hey, you guys, can we make money here? When I bash a highway, man, Nikki."
Oh my gosh, that was beautiful.
My brother, you're good.
Thank you.
That one, nobody will ever tell you anything. Just tell Charles said. Capture FM, you're good. You're good. Trust me, one day you'll tell me.
Thank you. There was a judge on Nigerian Idol who just said something close to what you just said. Like, yeah. Anybody who tells you you can't sing, tell them you're a bastard.
I would not say exactly the same words.
But the message has been passed.
Yeah. Straight up, man.
Yeah, the message has been passed.
Amazing.
Elvis, let me ask you a question. So, you know, I think a lot of people were very proud as Africans when we saw Burna Boy being the first ever Nigerian to perform and sell out Madison Square Garden this last weekend, right? Which was insane. Yeah, that was Thursday the 28th. It's ingrained in a lot of people's memories because I'm like, where? He opened the door. So you've been here doing your music thing as a Nigerian from Kiambu County in Kenya. Fool, right? What would you say is one of the things you've observed that is a major difference between like the way Nigerians approach music and the way Kenyans approach music?
Okay, that's a very important question. I think one major difference that I can tell is Nigerians go back to the roots. Like we're in tune with our culture, like very much so. Like you find artists listening to like artists from back then and trying to maybe refine the sounds or like kind of
build
from that. But in Kenya, that connection to the roots is not very strong. Like I don't know, I feel like Kenyans try to be like, they're trying to emulate like the Western guys, like, you know,
like American artists
or stuff like that.
Yeah.
While forgetting that, like, you know, you have roots and you have people who already took this thing to a certain level. Your job is to pick up from where they left off and take it to an even higher level so that people who are coming after you can also do the same, and it keeps growing like that. Yeah, so I think that's one major difference.
Okay.
So it's a question of the artists who were there before bequeathed us something that is not really ours.
Yeah.
So we're too westernized.
Too diluted, yeah.
Too diluted.
And I think there was a break also. You know, I think if we look at, and maybe it's a question for the Kenyan historians, from a music point of view.
Thank you,
because we had we were colonized, and then also a lot of music from the West. There was a period of time before even our recorded music industry started, you know, doing its work, and even those first artists who, you know, your Fundi Kondes, your Daudi Kabakas, we had a very rich recording industry culture when it started, like in the, you know, late 50s, 60s, 70s there. And then I feel like something went wrong, right? Something left a gap, and that gap was then filled with like a lot of, you know, top of the pops and a lot of like foreign content came in. And I think it's an important conversation because even things like, you know, the quota, you know, the how much local content versus how much international content should there be on airwaves, you know, and things like that. I think when you hear people saying, why are we only at 30%? Why are we only at 40%? Countries like Zimbabwe, where Oliver Mtukudzi is from, well, the late Oliver Mtukudzi is from, you know, in as much as he's the former president was quite a crazy individual.
The Gubs.
Yeah, the Gubs.
The Gubs.
He did a few things for the music industry. Yeah. He put like laws in place saying nothing less than 80% local content. Mm. So that allowed even the traditional musicians to come in and then say, oh, okay, there's a gap, guys. We need to fill in all the, if we're playing music for 12 hours on radio, who's going to be on that radio slot, you know? Who's going to fill the 12 hours? And that sort of translated into then, you know, you go to Zimbabwe today, you try and play foreign content. They look at you like, excuse me, what are you doing?
And I concur with June because, okay, because in my theater, and of course, when I do my shoots here and there, I mean, Nollywood, I mean, second biggest in the world, 3,000 movies a year. My goodness.
That is insane.
Yeah, just churning out content.
That's content, by the way. And all these movies, they need local music.
True.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
We have a lot to learn.
So the industry is supporting each other.
It has to, by the way. Yeah.
So what would you say? Like if you were given this job, if we said we're making Elvis the ambassador, right?
You know, he will be. He will be.
No.
I'm predicting now.
With a very specific mission.
Yes.
Which is to go sort of like dig up stuff, you know, that even, because I hear you incorporate like Swahili and stuff in your music now.
Yeah.
And if you were to then say, I'm going to do a short EP project and I'm going to go and listen to back in the day Kenyan roots music, do you think your sound would, like almost to prove a point, like to prove to June that if I went back and picked like Daudi Kabaka, June's music should change like from tomorrow?
Good question, by the way.
Yeah, I could actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, being an artist is not just about like, you know, like I see guys sometimes they're like, you know, I can't write a song if I don't have like vibes.
Yes.
Or whatever. Sometimes you actually need to go and research.
Mm.
Like guys like Burna Boy didn't just start sounding like that. He went and he did his homework.
Yeah. And his father was also part of Fela's entourage or band, right? Yeah.
So you definitely need to do research. You don't have to be in a vibe all the time to write music.
Yeah.
You can go and listen to a bunch of, you can just say like, maybe for this whole week I'm just going to be listening to like old school stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
And then from there, I mean, if you're creative enough, you can definitely come up with something along those lines.
Okay.
And then also, just like you said, how the president of Zimbabwe, you know, passed that order that should
law,
be 80%.
Yeah.
I think that thing needs to be done here as well.
It does.
Because like in Nigeria right now, it's like 90%.
Yeah.
Nigerian
local content.
Local content. It's mad.
It needs to be.
That will be a tall order.
No, but also, you know, the money then,
the money,
trickles back, content gets better. Because let's be honest, Nollywood content was not great when they started. Now it's really, really,
The Chinese, when they started, the sound was something again. After you talk, then the sound chamokas.
Well, listen,
it's so bad. Right now, they're doing much,
big time, man.
It's good. It's good. Okay, it's 5 o'clock. We're going to jump into the news and then we'll come back and hear one more song from Mr. Elvis before we say bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you've got questions or comments, I see a lot on the Twitter feed, so we'll sample some of those comments with Elvis, who says, you know, guys, I really, really enjoying the show and your
voice.
Thank
you, guys.
Especially Mom Drian?
Yeah.
Mom Drian, I think. Okay,
Mom
cool.
Drian, yeah. The best mix of music.
Capital FM. What's up, guys? This is 98.4 Classical FM, and that is Michael Jackson, Earth Song.
Capital. Take two.
98.1?
Capital.
Capital FM.
Capital FM. What did I say?
Classical.
Era.
Classicals.
Classicals.
This one.
All right.
Take two.
Action.
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to 98.4 Capital FM on the Drive Show with June and Charles. And this is your boy, Elvis Who.
And that song was beautiful.
That was your song, yeah.
Michael Jackson, Earth Song.
There you go.
You like that song.
Love that song.
You said this is the first song that gave you goosebumps.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm, what, like, was it? Do you think it was the music? Do you think it was the lyrics?
Or just the man, the legend, Michael Jackson?
Everything. The lyrics, the guitar solo, the video. I remember when I think about that song, I remember like trees, like,
yeah,
fallen trees just getting back up, dead animals rising again. I was like, oh,
mad.
Yeah.
He had that thing. He had that thing. And you have that thing.
You have that thing.
Sokwa, indeed.
All right, Juni.
Yes, sir.
We need to give somebody 3,000 shillings right now.
I hear we have some money.
Yeah, some money, 3,000 shillings. If you're having a hard time with insects at your home, the solution, by the way, it's Baygon. So get ready to banish all those insects, especially with the current rainy season. Baygon, you need Baygon. By the way, you know they're running away from other houses to come to your house because there's food and warmth.
Yeah, let me just tell you, insects, you know, last week, Charles Kiari, was a fly in the studio. Inside the studio.
Gee,
let me tell you, I was like, this money, I wanted it. I was going to like play some songs as I go to the supermarket to buy myself a Baygon multi insect killer.
Yeah,
you know, turn out the 180 ml one.
Yes,
because there's 180 ml, 300 ml, and 500 ml packs.
Yes.
So we'll be telling you more about how you can save more time instead of jumping up on your bed to kill mosquitoes instead of getting a good night's rest.
You just tell them right now, just to send that photo of holding your Baygon. Okay. A selfie, not a video, a selfie. And please, just you and Baygon, not you and a mosquito and a bug next to you. Okay. You know, they did that last week.
But
there's a cockroach.
Charles, let's talk to the faceless Twitter people.
Please, let's do that.
They've been DMing me here on the site. Let me explain something to y'all.
Yeah.
When we say take a photo yourself, not your hands, at holding a Baygon and then evidence that the Baygon killed a dude. Kenyans, let's follow instructions. It's not difficult.
Yeah.
Okay? Take a selfie. Turn the phone. Take a picture of your face. Yeah. Okay? Holding a Baygon. And so, all of you who have been tweeting at me asking, so who is winning today?
Take
a photo of your face holding a Baygon. And you might just stand a chance to win 3,000 shillings, okay?
Right. Of course, we're getting into the Jazz Junction shortly. We'll be enjoying two lovely tracks as Nora Jones with Burn and Roy Hargrove, A Ballad for the Children. But before that, this man has to talk a couple of more times.
Yes, let me read for him.
Maybe another 25 minutes.
Let me read for him. Wanjiru Mwangi says, Elvis, who is quite impressive. She gives you two thumbs up.
Thank you very much.
And keep it up. I see a face with eyes that are fire. So
flame.
Flames. The Duke of Kiambere. Yes. Mugambi says, I'm at Imara Daima, and that receive the fire, the fire eyes. Okay.
Thanks, bro.
Who else here? Oh, somebody's like, Mom Adrian, I think. Natel. Trina says, big shout out to Elvis Who, and she says, somebody loves me.
Oh, so shit. Shout out.
She's picked your lyrics.
Mom Adrian, shout out to you.
Yeah, so many more. Keep your requests coming in. If you just want to know more about where you can find Elvis, he'll be telling us. You want to tell us now, where can people find you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram at Elvis_Who.
Yes.
Facebook, the same thing. Mm-hmm. And YouTube, just Elvis Who.
Okay.
TikTok, Elvis_Who, though the TikTok account is quite new, so.
It's okay. So they should follow you and give you numbers.
Yeah.
Please. So what do you do? Do you sing on TikTok or are you just silly?
I think I'm still deciding, right? So I'm going to be singing, I'm going to be doing a bit of silly stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, as well.
Okay. Yeah. Being yourself.
Yeah.
Can we define what is silly on TikTok?
No, but like anything
just
goes.
Anything, it is random fun stuff.
All right,
just
good stuff. Right.
Anything goes on TikTok.
Yeah. Right.
So the other question I have before we let you bless us with one more song.
Yes, please.
I saw you doing some acting on a show that I also got to jump on not too long ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah?
Is it out?
It's out. Season two, episode three. So go,
nice.
Go and
okay,
watch
I'll
me.
Check that
so,
out.
Mm-hmm. So is that something you want to get into? We've also seen you on some billboards. You're really, you know, I like that your brand is getting out there. Mm-hmm. So if there's a corporate somebody listening, if there's a film producer or TV producer listening,
I'm totally down for that stuff. I've always loved acting.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I would definitely love to get into acting. And okay. I mean, musicians, we usually act in our videos, right?
Yeah.
Music videos. So why not just get into the
You'll be open.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
They should call and they should just remember that you if you are performing for 2 hours, there's a rate card. No, it's good to tell them these things.
There's
now.
A rate card, guys. I don't perform for free.
No.
So how did you come up with your rate card? Because I think it's an important process. What did you consider?
I didn't consider much.
Not even I have to pay rent in Kiambu. I have to feed the cows. Nothing.
Yeah. Like, okay, I just knew like I wanted like this much money, right?
Yes.
So I went online. I checked like a couple of like just other artists and how much they're being paid. Not in Kenya.
Yes. Yeah.
And I already knew what some of them get paid in Nigeria. So yes. I just kind of just estimated that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Kenyans usually find it. They're like, yo.
Hard. It's hard to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I think with time it's gonna grow as well, because back then in Nigeria, you couldn't do a gig for like I couldn't do a gig for like 100,000. Mm. I'd probably do like maybe 50K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But right now I can go and charge like a million or
naira.
Like
this is naira.
Naira. Yeah. Okay. And I'll get paid that, because the industry has also grown to that point where they see the value in music.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Kenyans, please support your artists.
Yes.
It is super, 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 super important.
Them. Yeah.
Because like we can't do that stuff. We can't do the big stuff without your support. Mm. Honestly, the reason guys like Burna Boy, guys like Diamond, Platinums are that big is because they're being supported massively by their people.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, guys, go support, like posts, share songs, like just do whatever's
buy
in your
tickets,
power. Go buy tickets,
attend concerts,
attend concerts and stuff like that. Yeah.
You know, I keep saying that we're almost 50 million, right? We're at 40 something.
Yeah.
What is it? 47? What is the population of Kenya?
About 48.5.
That one. And if each of... I'm just like, why don't each of us have... those who are actually doing the work and sound good, eh? Because also, let's be honest, there's a few of our brothers and sisters. Y'all need to do some more work. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. You need Jesus. But for those who are actually, you know, doing the grind, doing the work, putting in the time, if a million Kenyans followed you, followed me, followed whoever else, whatever their genre is, doesn't even matter at this point. If they're putting in the work and the music is good, then I think that's something that people deserve.
Yeah.
And right here, there's a pool of, let's even say, 20 million of those people are children. They don't have accounts to follow us, right? Or money.
Mm-hmm.
So there's at least 20 million who can give that to and I don't even like calling it support. I'm like, if the content is good, the product is good, pay good money for it, right? So 20 million Kenyans, if you've heard, if your relatives are not on whatever platforms, just do what you need to do, because we have to build Kenya to grow Kenya.
That's very
true. All right. Final song from Elvis, who it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for...
So nice. Thank you. This show is so much fun.
Asante. All right. Let's go.
All right, this one is called Ojuju. It's not my song, it's a cover,
mm-hmm.
but it's just one of the songs I love to play.
Is it from Ninja?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
At Ninja, Nigeria.
Yeah, Nigeria.
Oh, how did I play it again?
Adefie Ojuju, Adefie, Adefie, Fie, Fie, Funny. Adefie Ojuju, Adefie, it's like this love thing, girl, is not from you. Oh no, no, Adefie, Adefie, Fie, Fie, Funny. Adefie Ojuju, Adefie, cause I am tired of falling and falling again.
Yeah.
I got to say, a lot of things come to play. Mama, this your matter where we day. You fit to make a man craze. Oh baby, I know be sent, but this your matter make me faint. Oh, and this kind thing be the paint. Fit to make a man craze, go low. I'm afraid of falling in love again. Oh. Baby, I got scars and you know it pains me, girl. Cause me no one cry, me no one shed tears. Picking me eye, you're giving me nightmares. Driving me senseless. Call me paramedic because I need health care. Oh no. And I don't know how everybody does it, but it don't tie I'm your. I don't know how everybody does it, but he don't deny I'm your. Now I had a fear, I did fear, I did crazy for night, I did bumble a cigar, I did fear, I did fear. Yeah, she, even your boo got a boo. And you're not gonna know what thing to do for your mind. Now you be the only man, Mumu. For your mind now, you think say now only you be boo. And that's camo, that's camo. Everybody go chopping breakfast, though. Yeah, let's come on. Now I did fear what you do, I did fear falling. I did fear what you do, I did fear. It's like this love thing, girl, is not from you. Oh no, I did fear falling. I did fear what you do, I did fear. So I am fed up of falling, I'm falling again. Oh, yeah. Why I did fear. I'm gonna shake out, I did fear.
I defear.
Ojuju.
Who's it by?
Oxlade.
Oxlade.
Yeah. Do you know Oxlade?
Like Oxtail? Yeah, yeah. I don't know who that
you're
is.
You're just thinking of
Lulu. I don't know.
Oh, are you hungry, Drew?
Supu.
Guys, I had tea and Ndoma. So that is what I'm trying to do.
How's that still okay?
Help a sister out.
Oxtail.
Sorry. So Oxlade. Let me yeah, educate Oxlade, myself here. Yeah. Oxlade. Mm. Okay.
I'll say something, and this is something. They have this book that was given a couple of years ago by this guy called Malcolm Gladwell.
Mm.
It's called Outliers.
Mm-hmm.
And you only know it. Yeah?
I do.
It's an amazing, amazing book. It talks about people in certain communities. You tend to realize people who come from a certain area.
Sorry.
It's called Outliers.
Outliers, please.
Yeah, you people who listen to a certain station or move with a certain group of people have certain tendencies.
Mm.
Yeah, whether it's success or whatever. And this guy said something very interesting, and I'll quote: "It's an extraordinary, consistent answer in an incredible number of fields, especially like yours now or June or mine. You need to have practiced, apprenticed 10,000 hours before you get good.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
You have surpassed it, bro. Mm.
Oh yeah, bro." Yeah,
you have no.
Thank
June,
you, thank
did I
you.
Quickly.
It's very true.
You're good, man.
Very true.
Why lie?
Very true. Thank
super.
Look for also, the book. It also goes with the saying that says a wise man once said,
yeah.
"Slowly is the fastest way to get to where you're going."
Thank you.
Right. So if you're not moving slowly,
yeah.
You're gonna miss a lot of opportunities, a lot of things, you know, along the way, a lot of experiences that are needed for you. For your growth.
Say that one more time. Slowly.
Slowly.
Yes.
Is the fastest way.
Yes.
To get to where you're going.
Slowly is the fastest way to get to where you're going.
Yeah.
I like it.
Wow.
Thank you, wise man.
Wait, you forgot. He comes from Okonkwo.
The legend.
The legends.
Elvis, who it's been such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been amazing being here
on this holiday and extending the session and blessing us with your voice, your gift. All the very best. We bless you
as you
go forward
and conquer.
Go and conquer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. It. The best mix of music.